Hello, everybody, and welcome to this whatever the fuck it's called. It's not DWN's THC podcast, sponsored by Fast Custom Shirts at boygob.com. But it is at boygob.com. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing here. I got the new internets, as you heard, that I was going to try and do on the last episode. And so now I'm here testing it out on... what the fuck is it? Wednesday night, I guess, around 11:45. So now I just gotta yammer on for, I don't know, this can't be an hour. Maybe I can throw something else on to the end of here, but I don't know what. Anyways, here we are. My fucking foot and ankle's all swollen again, so that sucks. Big fucking mess. I'm getting real sick of this shit. Haven't been following along about, I don't know, maybe 4 months ago, maybe a little more at this time. My legs started to swell up and my foot, turns out it was cellulitis, which is an infection of the leg that old motherfuckers get. So my big fat ass got it, and they said, hey, wear these compression socks for 3 months, and then your insurance will approve us sticking a hot poker in your vein and sealing it shut. 3 months later, went back, did that, nothing fucking happened, and now we're back at square one again. So I guess now I gotta go to my dermatologist, who, you know, whatever, that dude, he just prescribes me shit, but really doesn't look at much. But anyways, not a fan. I don't know. They said if this keeps happening, I might have to go into the hospital and shit. So, hey, we'll see. Fun times ahead, I'm sure. But that's what happens as you get older. You fucking break down and die. So what the fuck's going on? I don't know. The itching is like maddening, too. It's not so much that it hurts, but it just fucking itches so much, and then you scratch it, it just swells up even more. It's completely fucked. A new Mortal Kombat movie poster came out. It wasn't sold on it before, but now, oh shit, they got Cabal on it. So now I'm 100% in. I'm not a huge fan of the look of him on the poster, but fuck. At least he's in the movie, and it's not just a mention of, oh yes, we killed Cabal. Shout out to you, Mortal Kombat Annihilation. But we'll see. I mean, it just looks like a modern fucking movie, so we'll see, I guess. I don't really fucking know. I haven't heard many people talk about Tom and Jerry, really nobody. So I guess that didn't work out for HBO Max. However, coming back through that town, I mentioned on the podcast a week or two ago, they still got the Tom and Jerry sign up on there. I'm still hanging crooked and wonder if anybody went to go see that shit. Wonder if anybody is listening to this shit. I hope now, because it's going to be a real pig fuck. Speaking of pig fuck, today was just one of those fucking days, especially, I know I'm going to keep going back to it, but this motherfucking foot and ankle thing, it sucks, and if I could just scratch it right now, it's like Chop Top, you just scratch it and you'll come in your pants, because it feels that good, but you just can't do it. I mean, you can come in your pants if you want to, I don't give a fuck what you do, but I mean, just scratching my foot, I can't do it, because then it'll just balloon up even more. I hope I just wake up tomorrow and it's magically healed, but it's not. I'm going to have to go to the fucking hospital and then be admitted because I'm a piece of shit. So I got a list. I didn't think I was going to get into the list already, but man, we're only on like 5 minutes and I'm not going to be able to tell and upload from that, so fuck. Even before I did this, I was just like, man, should I do like a commentary track on a cartoon episode or something. Maybe I'll do that just to add it to this. I don't know. Let's get to the list that isn't gonna take fucking long, and maybe we'll figure something out. So hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So this list, this very special and the mentally challenged way episode, this is my top list of shapes. Honorable mentions, a circle, you know, the classic circle. It's like a pizza or a DVD. It's a circle not to be confused with a sphere. That almost made the list because of Phantasm. And then I have the square, not a cigarette, but an L7, like a lot of you listening to this, a square. And then I have the classic rhombus. You remember that one? It's a rhombus. And then I have the bodybuilder's favorite, trapezoid. And then I have a triangle. Acute, whatever. You can pick whatever triangle you like. There's a couple of them out there. Number 10, I have the rectangle. The shape of moch, like that's a fucking word. The shape of what most television screens are nowadays. And then I have the witch's favorite shape, a hexagon. And then I have the government's favorite shape, the pentagon. And then I have Dr. Octopus's, hey, but we'll get to him next week, favorite shape, or in a couple days, I guess, the octagon. I guess I could have went with something UFC too, but we'll stick with the old octopus. And then I have hepatitis's favorite shape, the heptagon. And then I have the retarded circle, aka the oval. And then I had one that I didn't even know was a shape, because I ran out and started to have to look up what some names of shapes was. And I said, I couldn't believe this is the name of a shape, but it is. So I put it at my number 4, and that is a nanogon. Top 3. Ooh, this is exciting. We're gonna get into my top 3 favorite shapes, or I just wrote 15 shapes down and I'm listing them in the order that I wrote them down in. Maybe that's what we can do. I can look up a list and we'll just read another fucking list that we've done before and just see if I've seen that person's movies. That's what we'll do. We'll go to the good old IMDb. Ah, Decagon at number 3. Number 2 is the classic parallelogram. Yes, that's the nephew of the telegram. And my number 1 all-time favorite shape is the trapezium. That is the circus performer's favorite shape. So hey, thanks everybody. And now let's go have a look at old Ed Gwynn's IMDb page, and we'll see what I've seen of his and what I haven't. Oh, I just opened up Google and it said Thor 4 leaks confirm a major MCU fan theory. You know what I don't give a fuck about that? Don't nothing. Wait. Ah, okay, this one I do a little bit. It says WWE Hall of Fame 2020 and 2021 classes to be inducted. First 2021 name revealed. Well, I have no idea who that could be. It could be anybody. I'll tell you who it's not going to be. Paul White. But let me click on this and see who the lady or gentleman who is getting the payday this year from the old WWE. Ba 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 ba. What? Oh, Molly Holly. That's cool. All right. Good for her. See? It was a lady first. Glad I said that one. Oh, shit. I got to look up Ed Gwynn's IMDb by Google News. Wait, what else is there? Let's make it timely. Justice League Dark Side trailer. Giant Spider Titan. Cilia spotted lurking in new poster for Godzilla vs. Kong. Boom. WandaVision shit, I don't care. New Ninja Turtle game. Every Jean-Claude Van Damme horror movie. Alright, let's click on that and see what that is. It's not fucking that time of year yet, but we'll see what's up here. What? Holy Blood, Abominable, The Breed. These aren't fucking Van Damme movies. What kind of bullshit is this? Pepe Le Pew stuff. Yeah, I mean, Dave Chappelle talked about that years ago, so I don't know what everybody's like, about. Yeah, fuck this. Let's just see what old Ed Gwynn done. Ed Gwynn IMDb. Oh, was it Fred Gwynn? Yeah, I'm an idiot. Want, want, Herman Munster, dogs. Alright, let's go to actor since he has 65 roles. I'm going to be sure I haven't seen most of them. So let's start at the bottom and go to the top. First, in 1952, we have the Piccolo or Filico television playhouse. I loved it. You Are There TV series. He played Davy Crockett in two episodes. Loved it. On the Waterfront from 1954, it was pretty good. The Phil Silver Show, excellent. Studio One in Hollywood, Studio Two was better. The Kaiser Aluminum Hour? Suspicion, the TV series, he played Huey. Kraft Theater, wow, they made little puppets out of cheese. How about that? The Investigator, the TV series. The DuPont Show of the Month, okay? Play of the Week, the DuPont Show of the Week. Car 54, where are you? The United States Steel Hour. Brenner. My Son, the Witch Doctor. The Red Skelton Hour. The Danny Kaye Show. Munster, Go Home. So I guess that was the first time he played her man, Munster. New York Television Theater, and Keeper. Net Playhouse, Mad Mad Scientist. Arsenic and Old Lace, Anderson and Company, The Little Angels, Great Performances, The Police, Dames at Sea, Norman Corwin Presents, Harvey, Bound for Freedom, Captain and the Kings, Captain Courageous, Sanctuary of Fear, Luna Simon, The Man That Captured Hadleyburg, Jackaboy. I haven't seen that, but I'm sure Joe has. A Day with Conrad Green, The Munster's Revenge, So fine. Judging by the fucking artwork for that, I'm going to guess Joe has seen that one. American Playhouse, The Mysterious Stranger, The Cotton Club, Water, Cain and Abel, The TV, Mary, See It, Offbeat, better known as the dyslexic title of Beat Off, Vanishing Act, The Boy Who Could Fly, The Christmas Star, Murder by the Book, The Secret of My Success, Fatal Attraction, American Masters, Ironweed, Jake's M.O., better known as Jake's Mo, Disorganized Crime, Pet Cemetery, Now I Wanna Go On a High Road, Murder in Black and White, Earth Day Birthday, Shadows in the Fog, My Cousin Vinny, Lincoln and the Munsters. Oh, okay. They just put that at the top because I guess there was a special in 2004. Gotcha. Well, besides the Munsters and Pet Cemetery, haven't seen a lot of that. And since we're still only on 15 minutes, let's pick out another one. Someone from the audience, yell a name to me. Urkel? Okay, well, I think his name is Jaleel White, so we'll look at that. Jaleel White, IMDb. All right, actor, 96. So this one will be a little longer, then we'll see where we're at then. Maybe I've seen a little more of the... I know Sonic and Family Matters for sure. Ah, he was a producer on Four Things. Let's see what that was first. Ever After with Jaleel White. That's a 2020 series? All right. He was also the executive producer of Parking Lot Pimpin'. Fake It Till You Make It and Grown Ups for one episode. All right, let's go to his acting page. Start at the bottom. And we'll see where the fuck we are. Started out on a good show, The Jeffersons. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. This next one, uh-oh. He has an uncredited role on a TV movie starring Charlie Sheen, Silence of the Hearts. Heart, singular, sorry. And The next credit has an unfortunate name after Silence of the Heart, and that's Kids Don't Tell. And he plays Christopher, spelled C-H-R-I-S-T-O-F-E-R. Okay. And we have Charlie and Company, The Magical World of Disney, Mr. Belvedere, Good Morning Miss Bliss, Cadets, Camp Cucamonga, the ABC Saturday Morning Preview, Full House as Steve Urkel, Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog, ABC TGIF, well, I guess that might have just been promo shit or bumpers he did for something, Sonic the Hedgehog, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Sonic Christmas Blast, well, that's not really, that was just an episode, Step by Step, Miego, Diagnosis Murder, Quest for Camelot, Family Matters, Our Friend Martin, that looks like, yeah, that is a Martin Luther King something, he played Martin Luther King at age 15, Sonic Underground, Grown Ups, Happily Ever After, Fairy Tales for Every Child, Big Fat Liar, Inspector Gadget's Last Case, Claw's Revenge, 111 Gramercy Park, Half and Half, Miracle Dogs 2, Puff Puff Pass, Who Made the Potato Salad the Movie, Dream Girls, The Other Mall, The Game, Boston Legal, Kissing Cousins, Green Flash, Call of the Wild, Road to the Altar, Fake It Till You Make It, Mega Shark vs. Croc of Shit, Can't wait for the movies. Big mamas like fathers like sons. Are we there yet? CeeLo Green cry, baby. Judy Moody and the Not Bummer Summer. What the fuck? The Problem Solvers with a Z. House. Love That Girl. NCIS. Psych. Rhymes with Banana. Fofana. Got 'em. Super Fuckers. Well, it's actually, it could be, it's Super F star 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 ERS. So you fill it in. Billie Zean James, No Gold Anything. Sonic, Regular Show, Hardly Working, Children's Hospital, Drop Dead Diva, The Wrong Woman, Dumbbells, CSI, Crime Scene Investigation, Foreplay, The Santa Con, Stanley Dynamic, Hawaii 5-0, Castle, The Soul Man. Oh no, I think that's the TV series. I think I was thinking about the movie. Black Jesus, Survivor's Remorse, Atlanta, Legends of Chamberlain Heights, which I fucking loved. That probably should have got an honorable mention on the animated list. If you haven't seen that one, not a lot of fucking people liked it, but it did get 2 seasons. I thought it was a pretty funny show that was on MTV recently, a few years ago. Pardon, I needed some water. But yeah, I thought it was funny as shit, and check it out. Check out the first couple episodes. If you don't like it, stick them up your ass and fuck you. Mama, I Didn't Do It, Bones, The Preacher's Son, Hollywood Darlings, The Choir Director, The 1517 to Paris, Drunk History, King's Bachelor, Pad, Me, Myself, and I, Trial and Error, When Vows Break, 5th of July, Historical Roasts, Family Reunion, Scooby-Doo, and Guess Who? Holy shit, he played Steve Urkel and Urkelbot, and I'm gonna fucking write that down so I watch it. Scooby-Doo meets Urkel, comma, you fuck. NBA 2K20 movie director voice. Staging Christmas, Fresh Off the Boat, Boomerang, The Big Show Show, Braven's Home, Ever After with Jaleel White, DuckTales, the new one, I guess. The series, okay. And The Inheritance. And we're only at like 23 minutes now. Son of a fuck. What are we going to do, guys? This fucking lists are winding me out. We'll do one more. And hopefully it'll be a good one. All right, guys. You fucking Yella. We're not going to do fucking Kramer. We're not going through his. So whoever mentioned that, fuck you. All right, Wayne Knight, you got it. Wayne Knight, IMDb. For those who don't know, this is Bruce Wayne's nephew. Actor, 124. Perfect. Start at the bottom like we've been doing. The year, 1979. He was an uncredited waiter in The Wanderers. And then For Lovers Only, The Day After, The Burning Bed, Double Negative, Assaulted Nuts, get it? Wah, wah. The 6 o'clock News, I'm sure Joe's seen that one, Forever Lulu, Fucking Dirty Dancing, Tattingers, T-A-T-T-I-N-G-E-R, apostrophe F. apostrophe F, yeah. Everybody's All American. Oh shit, he was in an episode of Murder, She Wrote. Born on the 4th of July. MathNet, Square One Television, V.I. Warshinsky, Dead Again, JFK, Basic Instinct, Double Edge, T-Bone, and Weasel. The Edge, Jurassic Park. He's just credited as Nedry. I'm pretty sure his name's Dennis Nedry, and everybody fucking knows that. So get your shit together, IMDb. And then he followed it up with Fallen Angels, Against the Grain, The Second Half, Golden Gate, Chameleon, To Die For, Space Jam. He played Pepe Le Pew in it, I think. The Twisted Tale of Felix the Cat, Hercules, For Richer or Poorer, Seinfeld, which he had a 45-episode run, The Brave Little Toaster Goes to Mars, he was the microwave, and then we have Soundman, and then we have Hercules, the animated series, and then he played Igor in Toonsylvania, which I only sort of kind of remember looking at the poster art that they have on there. And then he was in Contempt of Court. And then My Favorite Martian. And then Tarzan. And then a straight-to-video Hercules movie called Zero to Hero. And then he was in Toy Story 2. And then he was in Toy Story 2, the video game. And then I'm going to take a drink of water, so hold the fuck on. Thank you. Oh, shit. And then he was in, that's right, he was in Pros and Cons. That's a fucking good underrated comedy. If you're a Larry Miller fan or a Tommy Davidson fan, shit, even if you're not, check it out. It's fucking, it's good shit. It is definitely a low-key, funny fucking movie. Especially if you're a Larry Miller fan, check that shit out. Whew, getting winded with all these fucking lists. And then there's Dilbert, the animated series. Then Buzz Lightyear of Star Command, The Adventure Begins. And then Buzz Lightyear of Star Command. Oh, shit. And then, of course, Third Rock from the Sun, which I'm on about season 4 right now. And it's still going pretty fucking funny. Yeah, Seinfeld, what? He only said 45 episodes? This one, he's got 101 episodes, but more people remember him from Seinfeld. Wild, folks. Wild. But yeah, I would definitely recommend checking out Third from the Sun. Third Rock from the Sun, too. I'm losing it, people. I'm sure glad I don't do this podcast anymore by myself, man. This is some garbage-ass shit, and if you're still listening now, I'm fucking sorry. All this is a test just to see if this internet upload speed's better that I got. You know, if I can get this to an hour, maybe I'll just copy and paste this thing twice. That's probably exactly what I'm going to do. So let's wrap this fucking pile of pig fuck up, and I'm going to do that. Good idea, Tom. Then I could just end it now, but let's finish off his fucking IMDb and pay a little respects to the man. Then we have a movie Joe mentioned a couple times, Rat Race. Then That 70s Show, he was only on one episode of that. Bleacher Bums, Becker, Master Spy, The Robert Hansen Story, Tarzan DVD Read-Along, The Twilight Zone TV series from 2003. He was Nick Dark. Gary the Rat, The Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy. That show's alright. Wasn't the biggest fan, but it was okay. He was an uncredited electrician and Cheaper by the Dozen. I'm With Her, Black Cloud, The Drew Carey Show. That might be one I go back and watch, too. Listen Up. Dinotopia, The Quest for Ruby Sunstone, Justice League Unlimited, CSI New York, Shaolin Showdown, but Shaolin's with a Z. All right, How I Met Your Madre, Cat Scratch, Forfeit, Who's Your Monkey? What? Veggie Tales, oh boy. Tack and the Power of Juju. Kung Fu Panda,
Scooby-Doo and the Goblin King.
Oh, shit, he was Micro in Punisher Warzone 2, huh? That's a little foreshadowing to our Tough Guy movie list. CSI Crime Scene Investigation, Nip Tuck. Woke Up Diet, Curb Your Enthusiasm, The Good Guys, Bones, The Whole Truth. Superhero Squad Show, he was Egghead, alright. Yeah, if you have, that could have got a fucking honorable mention too. Yeah, if you haven't seen Superhero Squad Show, check that one out too. That is also a good one. If you have the Disney Plus, I think it's fucking on there. Hot in Cleveland, Torchwood, The Penguins of Madagascar, Dr. Blowhole Returns, again, Jurassic Park, the game, Green Lantern, the animated series, Kung Fu Panda, Legends of Awesomeness, She Wants Me, the Penguins of Madagascar TV series, Pound Puppies, a TV series, fuck you, running out of breath, fat boy, Excuse Me for Living, American Dad, Overweight Customers Whose Pants Are Caught on Fire, Regular Show, New Partner, Unforgettable, Tom and Jerry, The Lost Dragon, Doc McStuffins, Pretty Sure Joe Saw That One, Panda Paws, Sirens, The X's, Trip Tank, Kung Fu Panda 3, Hail Caesar, Crossroads, Every Last The Crossroads of History, Home Adventures with Tip and Oh, Startup, that was really the name, Home Adventures with Tip and Oh, Still the King, Narcos, Joe talked about that one, The Young and the Restless, Blindspotting, Law and Order, Special Victims Unit, The Legends of Three Caballeros, Stretch Armstrong and the Flex Fighters, ugh, that doesn't look like any Stretch Armstrong I've ever fucking seen, The Truth About the Harry Kubert Affair, Robot Chicken, Infinity Train, Harley Quinn, he played the Penguin, The Very Excellent Mr. Dundee, he played himself in that, 12 Mighty Orphans, and the newest thing he was in coming out this year, he was a voice in Back to the Outback. Let's see what that is. Ooh, of course it's a fucking, yeah, Australian shit. It's Paramount, okay. I thought it was going to be something cheaper than that. Looking through the Keith Urban, he's a fucking guy in it, whoever the fuck that is. Yeah, I didn't really notice anybody in that old cast list, but there it is, guys. I'm just gonna fucking copy and paste this thing, and you could probably end now. So, hey, head on over to dwnproductions.net. Pick up a DVD or a bust or a mask or something. Or don't. Fuck it. But do. Just go buy Fisted on DVD. It's like $10 plus shipping. You'll be helping me out and you'll get two movies. Because not only will you get the Fisted, Cheese Balls is also on there as a bonus feature. And it's actually a bonus feature because it is a feature-length movie. And then head on over to FastCustomShirts.com. He has so many fucking t-shirts designs. You'll be there looking for fucking hours. Just looking for everything. And then you're going to have all this shit in your cart. And you're going to be like, holy shit, it's $150 in my cart. And then you'll be like, oh shit, but I do have 15 shirts. That's a steal. So head on over to Fast Custom Shirts. And get yourself a shirt or two. And some for your friends and family. And make sure to go dwnproductions.net and buy that DVD. Not saying it yet. I'm going to say it on the second one, so you stick around when this loops again, and then I'll say it. No, I'll just say it now again. Boy Gob. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this whatever the fuck it's called. It's not DWN's THC podcast, sponsored by Fast Custom Shirts at boygob.com. But It is at boygob.com. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing here. I got the new internets, as you heard, that I was going to try and do on the last episode. And so now I'm here testing it out on, what the fuck is it? Wednesday night, I guess, around 11:45. So now I just gotta yammer on for, I don't know, this can't be an hour. Maybe I can throw something else on to the end of here, but I don't know what. Anyways, here we are. My fucking foot and ankle's all swollen again, so that sucks. Big fucking mess. I'm getting real sick of this shit. Haven't been following along about, I don't know, maybe 4 months ago, maybe a little more at this time. My legs started to swell up and my foot, turns out it was cellulitis, which is an infection of the leg that old motherfuckers get. So my big fat ass got it and they said, hey, wear these compression socks for 3 months and then your insurance will approve us sticking a hot poker in your vein and sealing it shut. 3 months later, went back, did that, nothing fucking happened, and now we're back at square one again. So I guess now I gotta go to my dermatologist who, you know, whatever, that dude, he just prescribes me shit but really doesn't look at much. But anyways, not a fan. I don't know. They said if this keeps happening, I might have to go into the hospital and shit, so hey, we'll see. Fun times ahead, I'm sure, but that's what happens as you get older. You fucking break down and die. So what the fuck's going on? I don't know. The itching is like maddening, too. It's not so much that it hurts, but it just fucking itches so much, and then you scratch it, it just swells up even more. It's completely fucked. So a new Mortal Kombat movie poster came out. It wasn't sold on it before, but now, oh shit, they got Cabal on it. So now I'm 100% in. I'm not a huge fan of the look of him on the poster, but fuck. At least he's in the movie, and it's not just a mention of, oh yes, we killed Cabal. Shout out to you, Mortal Kombat Annihilation. But we'll see. I mean, it just looks like a modern fucking movie, so we'll see, I guess. I don't really fucking know. I haven't heard many people talk about Tom and Jerry, really nobody. So I guess that didn't work out for HBO Max. However, coming back through that town, I mentioned on the podcast a week or two ago, they still got the Tom and Jerry sign up on there. I'm still hanging crooked and wonder if anybody went to go see that shit. Wonder if anybody is listening to this shit. I hope now, because it's going to be a real pig fuck. Speaking of pig fuck, today was just one of those fucking days, especially, I know I'm going to keep going back to it, but this motherfucking foot and ankle thing, it sucks, and if I could just scratch it right now. It's like Chop Top, you just scratch it and you'll come in your pants because it feels that good, but you just can't do it. I mean, you can come in your pants if you want to, I don't give a fuck what you do, but I mean, just scratching my foot, I can't do it because then it'll just balloon up even more. I hope I just wake up tomorrow and it's magically healed, but it's not. I'm going to have to go to the fucking hospital and then be admitted because I'm a piece of shit. So I got a list. I didn't think I was going to get into the list already, but man, we're only on like 5 minutes. And I'm not going to be able to tell and upload from that, so fuck. Even before I did this, I was just like, man, should I do like a commentary track on a cartoon episode or something? Maybe I'll do that just to add it to this. I don't know. Let's get to the list that isn't going to take fucking long. And maybe we'll figure something out. So hold on. One, two, three, four, five. So my on this list, this very special, special and the mentally challenged way episode, our top, this is my, our, this is my top list of shapes. Honorable mentions, a circle, you know, the classic circle. It's like a pizza or a DVD. It's a circle not to be confused with a sphere that almost made the list because of Phantasm. And then I have the square, not a cigarette, but an L7, like a lot of you listening to this, a square. And then I have the classic rhombus. You remember that one? It's a rhombus. And then I have the bodybuilder's favorite, trapezoid. And then I have a triangle. Acute, whatever. You can pick whatever triangle you like. There's a couple of them out there. Number 10. I have the rectangle. The shape of moch. Like, that's a fucking word. The shape of what most television screens are nowadays. And then I have the witch's favorite shape, a hexagon. And then I have the government's favorite shape, the pentagon. And then I have Dr. Octopus's, hey, but we'll get to him next week, favorite shape. Or in a couple days, I guess. The octagon. I guess I could have went with something UFC too. But we'll stick with the old octopus. And then I have hepatitis's favorite shape. The heptagon. And then I have the retarded circle. A.K.A. the oval. And then I had one that I didn't even know was a shape. Because I ran out and started to have to look up what some names of shapes was. And I said, I couldn't believe this is the name of a shape. But it is. So I put it at my number 4. And that is a nanogon. Top 3. Ooh, this is exciting. We're going to get into my top 3 favorite shapes, or I just wrote 15 shapes down and I'm listing them in the order that I wrote them down in. Maybe that's what we can do. I can look up a list and we'll just read another fucking list that we've done before and just see if I've seen that person's movies. That's what we'll do. We'll go to the good old IMDb. Ah. Decagon at number 3. Number 2 is the classic parallelogram. Yes, that's the nephew of the telegram. And my number 1 all-time favorite shape is the trapezium. That is the circus performer's favorite shape. So, hey, thanks, everybody. And now let's go have a look at old Ed Gwynn's IMDb page. And we'll see what I've seen of his and what I haven't. Oh, I just opened up Google. It said, Thor 4 leaks confirm a major MCU fan theory. You know what? I don't give a fuck about that. Don't nothing. Wait. Ah, okay, this one I do a little bit. It says, WWE Hall of Fame 2020 and 2021 classes to be inducted. First 2021 name revealed. Well, I have no idea who that could be. It could be anybody. I'll tell you who it's not going to be. Paul White. But let me click on this and see who the lady or gentleman who is getting the payday this year from the old WWE. Ba 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 ba. What? Oh, Molly Holly, that's cool. All right, good for her. See, it was a lady first. Glad I said that one. Oh, shit, I gotta look up Ed Gwynn's IMDb by Google News. Wait, what else is there? Let's make it timely. Justice League Dark Side trailer. Giant Spider Titan. Cilia spotted lurking in new poster for Godzilla vs. Kong. Boom. WandaVision shit, I don't care. New Ninja Turtle game. Every Jean-Claude Van Damme horror movie. Alright, let's click on that and see what that is. It's not fucking that time of year yet, but we'll see what's up here. What? Holy Blood, Abominable, The Breed. These aren't fucking Van Damme movies. What kind of bullshit is this? Pepe Le Pew stuff. Yeah, I mean, Dave Chappelle talked about that years ago, so I don't know what everybody's like, about. Yeah, fuck this. Let's just see what old Ed Gwynn done. Ed Gwynn IMDb. Oh, was it Fred Gwynn? Yeah, I'm an idiot. Want, want, Herman Munster, dogs. Alright, let's go to actor, since he has 65 roles. I'm going to be sure I haven't seen most of them. So let's start at the bottom and go to the top. First, in 1952, we have the Piccolo, or Filico television playhouse. I loved it. You Are There TV series, he played Davy Crockett in two episodes. Loved it. On the Waterfront from 1954, it was pretty good. The Phil Silver Show, excellent. Studio One in Hollywood, Studio Two was better. The Kaiser Aluminum Hour? Suspicion, the TV series, he played Huey. Kraft Theater, wow, they made little puppets out of cheese, how about that? The Investigator, the TV series. The DuPont Show of the Month. Okay. Play of the Week. The DuPont Show of the Week. Car 54, Where Are You? The United States Steel Hour. Brenner. My Son, the Witch Doctor. The Red Skelton Hour. The Danny Kaye Show. Munster, Go Home. So I guess that was the first time he played her man, Munster. New York Television Theater, and Keeper. Net Playhouse, Mad Mad Scientist. Arsenic and Old Lace, Anderson and Company, The Little Angels, Great Performances, The Police, Dames at Sea, Norman Corwin Presents, Harvey, Bound for Freedom, Captain and the Kings, Captain Courageous, Sanctuary of Fear, Luna Simon, The Man That Captured Hadleyburg, Jackaboy. I haven't seen that, but I'm sure Joe has. A Day with Conrad Green, The Munster's Revenge. So fine, judging by the fucking artwork for that, I'm gonna guess Joe has seen that one. American Playhouse, The Mysterious Stranger, The Cotton Club, Water, Cain and Abel, The TV, Mary C.S. Offbeat, better known as the dyslexic title of Beat Off, Vanishing Act, The Boy Who Could Fly, The Christmas Star, Murder by the Book, The Secret of My Success, Fatal Attraction, American Masters, Ironweed, Jake's M.O., better known as Jake's Mo, Disorganized Crime, Pet Cemetery, Now I Got On That Route, Murder in Black and White, Earth Day Birthday, Shadows in the Fog, My Cousin Vinny, Lincoln and the Munsters. Oh, okay. They just put that at the top because I guess there was a special in 2004. Gotcha. Well, besides the Munsters and Pet Cemetery, haven't seen a lot of that. And since we're still only on 15 minutes, let's pick out another one. Someone from the audience, yell a name to me. Urkel? Okay, well, I think his name is Jaleel White, so we'll look at that. Jaleel White, IMDb. All right, actor, 96. So this one will be a little longer, then we'll see where we're at then. Maybe I've seen a little more of the... I know Sonic and Family Matters, for sure. Ah, he was a producer on Four Things. Let's see what that was first. Ever After with Jaleel White. That's a 2020 series? All right. He was also the executive producer of Parking Lot Pimpin'. Fake It Till You Make It and Grown Ups for one episode. All right, let's go to his acting page, start at the bottom, and we'll see where the fuck we are. Started out on a good show, The Jeffersons. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. This next one, uh-oh. He has an uncredited role on a TV movie starring Charlie Sheen, Silence of the Hearts. Heart, singular, sorry. And the next credit has an unfortunate name after Silence of the Heart, and that's Kids Don't Tell. And he plays Christopher, spelled C-H-R-I-S-T-O-F-E-R. Okay. And we have Charlie and Company, The Magical World of Disney, Mr. Belvedere, Good Morning Miss Bliss, Cadets, Camp Cucamonga, the ABC Saturday Morning Preview, Full House as Steve Urkel, Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog, ABC TGIF, well, I guess that might have just been promo shit or bumpers he did for something, Sonic the Hedgehog, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Sonic Christmas Blast. Well, that's not really. That was just an episode. Step by Step. M-E-E-G-O. Diagnosis Murder. Quest for Camelot. Family Matters. Our Friend Martin. That looks like... Yeah, that is a Martin Luther King something. He played Martin Luther King at age 15. Sonic Underground, Grown Ups, Happily Ever After, Fairy Tales for Every Child, Big Fat Liar, Inspector Gadget's Last Case, Claw's Revenge, 111 Gramercy Park, Half and Half, Miracle Dogs 2, Puff Puff Pass, Who Made the Potato Salad the Movie, Dream Girls, The Other Mall, The Game, Boston Legal, Kissing Cousins, Green Flash, Call of the Wild, Road to the Altar, Fake It Till You Make It, Mega Shark versus Crock of Shit, Can't Wait for the Movies, Big Mamas Like Fathers Like Sons. Are We There Yet? CeeLo Green Cry Baby, Judy Moody and the Not Bummer Summer. What the fuck? The Problem Solvers with a Z. House. Love That Girl. NCIS. Psych. Rhymes with Banana. Fofana. Got 'em. Super Fuckers. Well, it's actually, oh, it could be, it's Super F star 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 ERS. So you fill it in. Billy Zean James, no gold anything. Sonic, regular show, hardly working, children's hospital, drop dead diva, the wrong woman, dumbbells, CSI, crime scene investigation, foreplay, the Santa Con, Stanley Dynamic, Hawaii 5-0, Castle, the Soul Man. Oh no, I think that's the TV series. I think I was thinking about the movie. Black Jesus, Survivor's Remorse, Atlanta, Legends of Chamberlain Heights, which I fucking loved. That probably should have got an honorable mention on the animated list. If you haven't seen that one, not a lot of fucking people liked it, but it did get 2 seasons. I thought it was a pretty funny show that was on MTV recently, a few years ago. Pardon, I needed some water. But yeah, I thought it was funny as shit, and check it out. Check out the first couple episodes. If you don't like it, stick them up your ass and fuck you. Mama, I Didn't Do It, Bones, The Preacher's Son, Hollywood Darlings, The Choir Director, The 1517 to Paris, Drunk History, King's Bachelor, Pad, Me, Myself, and I, Trial and Error, When Vows Break, 5th of July, Historical Roasts, Family Reunion, Scooby-Doo, and Guess Who? Holy shit, he played Steve Urkel and Urkelbot, and I'm gonna fucking write that down so I watch it. Scooby-Doo meets Urkel, comma, you fuck. NBA 2K20 movie director voice. Staging Christmas, Fresh Off the Boat, Boomerang, The Big Show Show, Braven's Home, Ever After with Jaleel White, DuckTales, the new one, I guess. The series, okay. And The Inheritance. And we're only at like 23 minutes now. Son of a fuck. What are we gonna do, guys? This fucking lists are winding me out. We'll do one more. And hopefully it'll be a good one. Alright, guys. You fucking Yella. We're not gonna do fucking Kramer. We're not going through his. So whoever mentioned that, fuck you. All right, Wayne Knight, you got it. Wayne Knight, IMDb. For those who don't know, this is Bruce Wayne's nephew. Actor, 124. Perfect. Start at the bottom like we've been doing. The year, 1979. He was an uncredited waiter in The Wanderers. And then For Lovers Only, The Day After, The Burning Bed, Double Negative, Assaulted Nuts, get it? Wah, wah. The 6 o'clock News, I'm sure Joe's seen that one, Forever Lulu, Fucking Dirty Dancing, Tattingers, T-A-T-T-I-N-G-E-R apostrophe F. apostrophe F, yeah. Everybody's All American. Oh shit, he was in an episode of Murder, She Wrote. Born on the 4th of July, MathNet, Square One Television, V.I. Warshinsky, Dead Again, JFK, Basic Instinct, Double Edge, T-Bone and Weasel. The Edge. Jurassic Park. He's just credited as Nedry. I'm pretty sure his name's Dennis Nedry, and everybody fucking knows that. So get your shit together, IMDb. And then he followed it up with Fallen Angels, Against the Grain, The Second Half, Golden Gate, Chameleon, To Die For, Space Jam. He played Pepe Le Pew in it, I think. The Twisted Tale of Felix the Cat. Hercules, For Richer or Poorer. Seinfeld, which he had a 45-episode run. The Brave Little Toaster Goes to Mars. He was the microwave. And then we have Sound Man. And then we have Hercules, the animated series. And then he played Igor in Toonsylvania, which I only sort of kind of remember looking at the poster art that they have on there. And then he was in Contempt of Court. And then My Favorite Martian. And then Tarzan. And then a straight-to-video Hercules movie called Zero to Hero. And then he was in Toy Story 2. And then he was in Toy Story 2, the video game. And then I'm going to take a drink of water, so hold the fuck on. Thank you. Oh, shit. And then he was in, that's right, he was in Pros and Cons. That's a fucking good underrated comedy. If you're a Larry Miller fan or a Tommy Davidson fan, shit, even if you're not, check it out. It's fucking, it's good shit. It is definitely a low-key, funny fucking movie. Especially if you're a Larry Miller fan. Check that shit out. Whew, getting winded with all these fucking lists. And then there's Dilbert, the animated series. Then Buzz Lightyear of Star Command, The Adventure Begins. And then Buzz Lightyear of Star Command. Oh, shit. And then, of course, Third Rock from the Sun, which I'm on about season 4 right now, and it's still going pretty fucking funny. Yeah, Seinfeld, what, he only said 45 episodes? This one, he's got 101 episodes, but more people remember him from Seinfeld. Wild, folks. Wild. But yeah, I would definitely recommend checking out Third Rock from the Sun, too. I'm losing it, people. I'm sure glad I don't do this podcast anymore by myself, man. This is some garbage-ass shit, and if you're still listening now, I'm fucking sorry. All this is a test just to see if this internet upload speed's better that I got. You know, if I can get this to an hour, maybe I'll just copy and paste this thing twice. That's probably exactly what I'm gonna do. So let's wrap this fucking pile of pig fuck up, and I'm gonna do that. Good idea, Tom. Then I could just end it now, but let's finish off his fucking IMDb and pay a little respects to the man. Then we have a movie Joe mentioned a couple times, Rat Race. Then that 70s show, he was only on one episode of that. Bleacher Bums, Becker, Master Spy, The Robert Hansen Story, Tarzan DVD Read-Along, The Twilight Zone TV series from 2003. He was Nick Dark. Gary the Rat, The Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy. That show's alright. Wasn't the biggest fan, but it was okay. He was an uncredited electrician and Cheaper by the Dozen. I'm With Her, Black Cloud, The Drew Carey Show. That might be one I go back and watch, too. Listen Up. Dinotopia, The Quest for Ruby Sunstone, Justice League Unlimited, CSI New York, Shaolin Showdown, but Shaolin's with a Z. Right, How I Met Your Madre, Cat Scratch, Forfeit, Who's Your Monkey? What? Veggie Tales, oh boy. Tack and the Power of Juju, Kung Fu Panda,
Scooby-Doo and the Goblin King.
Oh shit, he was Micro in Punisher Warzone 2, huh? That's a little foreshadowing to our Tough Guy movie list. CSI Crime Scene Investigation, Nip Tuck, Woke Up Diet, Curb Your Enthusiasm, The Good Guys, Bones, The Whole Truth. Superhero Squad Show, he was Egghead, alright. Yeah, if you have, that could have got a fucking honorable mention too. If you haven't seen Superhero Squad Show, check that one out too. That is also a good one. If you have the Disney Plus, I think it's fucking on there. Hot in Cleveland, Torchwood, The Penguins of Madagascar, Dr. Blowhole returns again. Jurassic Park, the game, Green Lantern, the animated series. Kung Fu Panda, Legends of Awesomeness. She Wants Me, the Penguins of Madagascar TV series. Pound Puppies, a TV series. Scaries, fuck you. Running out of breath, frat boy. Excuse Me for Living, American Dad. Overweight customers whose pants are caught on fire. Regular Show. New Partner. Unforgettable. Tom and Jerry, the Lost Dragon. Doc McStuffins, pretty sure Joe saw that one. Panda Paws, Sirens, The X's, Trip Tank, Kung Fu Panda 3, Hail Caesar, Crossroads. The Crossroads of History. Home Adventures with Tip and Ho. Startup. That was really the name. Home Adventures with Tip and Ho. Still the King, Narcos, Joe talked about that one, The Young and the Restless, Blindspotting, Law and Order, Special Victims Unit, The Legends of Three Caballeros, Stretch Armstrong and the Flex Fighters. Ugh, that doesn't look like any Stretch Armstrong I've ever fucking seen. The Truth About the Harry Kubert Affair, Robot Chicken, Infinity Train, Harley Quinn, he played the Penguin. The Very Excellent Mr. Dundee. He played himself in that. 12 Mighty Orphans. And the newest thing he was in coming out this year, he was a voice in Back to the Outback. Let's see what that is. Ooh, of course it's a fucking... Yeah, Australian shit. It's Paramount. Okay, I thought it was going to be something cheaper than that. Looking through the Keith Urban, he's a fucking guy in it, whoever the fuck that is. Yeah, I didn't really notice anybody in that old cast list, but there it is, guys. I'm just gonna fucking copy and paste this thing, and you could probably end now. So, hey, head on over to dwnproductions.net. Pick up a DVD or a bust or a mask or something. Or don't. Fuck it. But do. Just go buy Fisted on DVD. It's like $10 plus shipping. You'll be helping me out and you'll get two movies. Because not only will you get the Fisted, Cheese Balls is also on there as a bonus feature. And it's actually a bonus feature because it is a feature-length movie. And then head on over to FastCustomShirts.com. He has so many fucking t-shirts designs. You'll be there looking for fucking hours. Just looking for everything. And then you're going to have all this shit in your cart. And you're going to be like, holy shit. It's $150 in my cart. And then you'll be like, oh shit. But I do have 15 shirts. That's a steal. So head on over to Fast Custom Shirts. And get yourself a shirt or two. And some for your friends and family. And make sure to go to dwnproductions.net and buy that DVD. Not saying it yet. I'm going to say it on the second one, so you stick around when this loops again. And then I'll say it. No, I'll just say it now again. Boy Gob.